I trust, friends, that you have your Bible turned now to the third chapter of the book of Isaiah. And we'll begin there with the third chapter. And in this chapter, the emphasis is upon the prophecy concerning the cause of Israel's undoing at that time, that is, at the time of Isaiah, and until the end of the age. And what we have is weak and womanish government and loose and low morals. These are the two that brought this nation to the place where God delivered them into captivity. Now, this is still a section of judgment. And this judgment is leveled in particular against the nation Israel. We are still talking about them. Now, it does have application, of course, to other nations, but the interpretation is definitely to the nation Israel. And we are going to find out when we get a little farther along in Isaiah that there are prophecies concerning the judgment of the nations that were round about. And frankly, that to me is one of the most remarkable prophecies that you'll find in the Word of God. No one could guess what would happen to the nation in the future, any nation. And especially when the judgment of one would be altogether different than the judgment of the other. You see great evidence of fulfilled prophecy in Tyre and Sidon. We'll see that when we get to it. And Babylon, another place. Now we find out, though, that God's judgment against Israel is more severe and intense than it is against any other nation. And someone would ask, why would he do that? Well, this nation enjoyed a particular and peculiar relationship to God. This was a nation he had chosen. And privilege always creates responsibility. I believe that God will judge the United States more severely than he'll judge India and China, for that matter, today. Why? Well, simply because of the fact that we're a nation of privilege. We've had opportunities to know the Word of God as no other nation has had, except Israel. Now, the nation Israel had more light, and light rejected brings always very severe and serious punishment. And this is going to be illustrated in this particular book. Now, I know that there are some today that will be rather squeamish, push away from it, and say they don't like it. Well, maybe you won't, but please don't hide your head like the proverbial ostrich under the sand. Let's face reality and facts. Whether you like it or not, God's going to judge sin, and it's not only is he going to, he has, my friend. And we're going to see that when the judgment of God comes, he makes no apology for it, and that it is a severe judgment. Now, maybe you don't like it, but it just happens to be in the book, friends. Not only for the past, that's already fulfilled, but it's in there for the future, too. Now we see this prophecy. Here's a picture of Isaiah's day. It's now fulfilled in our day. And actually, that'll not exhaust its meaning, because these conditions will prevail again in the end times and will bring down the wrath of God and judgment upon not only this nation, but the nations of the world. Now, this chapter deals with the subject of weak government and women's dress. That's an interesting thing, but you're going to find out that I'm quite a square. If you haven't found it out before, you'll sure find it out in this chapter here. And I make no apology for it, because you want to know something. God is a square also. That is, according to the sophistication of the present hour. Now, these two things, weak government and women's dress, seem to be totally unrelated subjects. We're going to find out that that was not exactly as far removed as we might think it is. Now, in the first 15 verses here, weak government is caused by the lack of leadership as evidenced by women rulers. And we'll see what he means by that.